from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
BT and Sal, good Monday, everybody. What's happening? Missed you guys for a couple days. Good to be back as we absolutely destroy the Yankees. I mean, you get the Cashman stuff, yep. You get the player stuff, yep. You get the manager stuff, yep. They are a train wreck right now. An absolute train wreck. And, you know, the thing is, we all know, because we've talked about it here for years, Cashman has really failed to build the Yankees into a modern team the last decade, roughly. And that's been fairly obvious. And many of you have voiced that displeasure. And we've taken calls. I've said it very, very often about Cashman. This is new for me with Aaron Boone, because I am an Aaron Boone fan, because I am a believer in you can only work with what you have. Honestly, I mean, you know, this one of the reasons Mark Chernoff went down and will always go down as one of the great program directors of all time is because he had Mike and Chris. You know, you had Imus. You had Boomer and Carton. You had stars. You had a lot to, well, he had to manage them. You know, certain one of them. I don't know if he was telling them that. It's not awful what to do. The point is, though, that he was in a good position because he had talent, and he handled that talent well. I know Boone doesn't have the requisite talent. He doesn't have 7 young kids like the Orioles, so I've given him a pass until you stop playing hard, and that's what's happening with the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, look, their worst year under Boone obviously was last year. It was a disastrous year. I think you could have made a case to fire him after the 2021 season. See, if I would have moved on from Boone and Cashman, and it was never, even when I said the Yankees needed to change the manager, it was never because I didn't think Boone was good enough or it was his fault. It was just that they needed to change the entire philosophy. That's what happens in sports. Like, this is not a personal attack on Cashman, certainly not on Boone, but it's what happens in sports when things go stale or things haven't gotten to the level that you want, and the Yankees can sit back and say, yeah, well, we win 100 games every year, we're always in the postseason. Yeah, that's great, but ultimately, it just didn't feel right, and it's felt like that for a while now, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and now again this year. It's the same thing for years, so I would have done it years ago, so I wouldn't be opposed to, at the end of the year, if it doesn't work, move on from Cashman and Boone. It's got to be a tandem thing, though. It can't be, well, make Boone the scapegoat now.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if it keeps going like this, they're going to.
They're
going
to have to.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
But I don't even know if they would.
I mean, my God. Again, I'm not saying they should, because I don't think that it's going to help anything.
Yeah.
I think it's just the first, like, hey, we've got nothing. There's nothing else we do. Trading for Vlad Jr. is not going to fix this either. It's a deep-rooted major issue with this Yankee team. You could maybe mask a few things along the way, but ultimately it's a much deeper-rooted issue. So, but a firing Boone, okay, great. Then what? At the end of the year, ultimately they're going to fall short again, and you're going to have to, you know, decide what they're going to do with Cashman. Him, I don't think they'll ever do anything with him. Boone, I think that they'll move on from.
888-808-1019. BT and Sal, all the fan. Dan's in Garden City with us here. What's going on, Danny? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
All right, Dan.
I have 2 points to make, if I may. One of them is very fast, and I'm going to say that I 100% believe that a change in manager is going to help the Yankees. Because what I think they're missing, what I complained about when Boone first took over the team, is I know this is 2024 and a lot of people in the world are going to disagree with me, but sometimes you got to kick people in the ass.
Yep.
Some people need to kick in the ass. And Boone is given orders by Hal, no, we don't want to be that kind of a team. We don't want those was kind of mad.
Well, he was hired to be the opposite of Girardi, who was a guy who was going to kick players in the ass. And by the way, you saw how it worked. As much as I like Girardi as a manager, he failed miserably in Philadelphia. Worse, obviously, than anything with the Yankees. So it can't just be, well, you need a guy to kick in the players in the ass. It's the players that don't respond well to that anymore. So by design, Boone was hired as a guy who had, you know, established credibility being a former big leaguer himself. He's got great pedigree with his family and, you know, being in the big leagues forever. And a smart guy that could also be forward-thinking with the data, but more of a player's manager. That's by design. Who are you getting to kick the players in the ass? You going to bring Girardi back? Like, who's that guy
right now? You're right. It's by design. And I do blame Hal Steinbrenner for taking the wrong approach of what he wants in a manager. Because if you've got players who get offended and want to curl up into a cocoon when the manager yells at them, they're the wrong kind of guy to have on the team. But you want people who can stand up and say, all right, tell me what's wrong. I want objective criticism because I want to improve.
Yeah, I know you had a second point. I think you and I think most of us agree with that. You know, even though the world's very different, you've got to be able to at least let loose a little bit here without fear of repercussions, but whatever. What was your second thing?
Second thing is, I think you guys forget very quickly how easy it is. I think you guys were doing this, but I know that almost everybody else on
WFAN. Go ahead. What is it?
This.
What?
When the Yankees were going really well, and they were talking about how do we extend Juan Soto, which is the most important thing, and we don't have the money, there were people saying, let's just get rid of everybody. All we need is Judge and Soto. Judge and Soto, that's all we need.
We didn't say that.
Let's forget about everybody else.
Okay. Who said that?
I'm not sure. I'm not trying to be rude. I thought you had another point, though. Well, I'm really not trying to be rude, I swear.
I know.
It's all good. Is that it? Are we good?
No. Let me just finalize that point. What I think this team needs, I know you're going to disagree with me, I think Gleyber Torres is a good player. He's not great. You're expecting him to be the superstar that we saw in his first year.
No,
that he came up as a rookie.
No, I'm not.
But I think he's a very adequate bat.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a superstar. And if you had 9 players in your lineup who hit like Gleyber Torres, which is the occasional success.
You'd be in last place.
You'd be the Blue Jays. Yeah, congrats. Good luck with that. Batting first, Gleyber Torres. Batting second, Gleyber Torres. Wow, that sounds inspiring.
Good God.
Batting seventh, Gleyber Torres. Awesome. No stolen bases, low OPS, a lot of whiffs. There you go. Wow, so he's the second baseman with power that comes intermittently. Whoa.
He's hitting .223. He's got 8 home runs. You want 9 guys like that? I don't want one. His OPS is .641 for crying out loud.
The same thing is, they almost do have 9. They have 7 of those guys. Just name different names, not Gleyber Torres.
That's a good point.
Right? You know? Oh, my God. One thing that is worrying me, who is Anthony Volpe?
Well, that's a
who
big...
Who is he?
See, now we're getting somewhere.
Who is he?
It's why I say, and I thought I was ready to anoint him. I said it, putting him up there on a level where I thought he was on the verge of superstardom. The way he started the season, how could you not think that? So, who is he? I don't know. I still think we got to find out. That's an issue, though, for this Yankee team.
Yeah.
A major issue.
Yeah. You know, I understand he's still stuck on, 6 home runs, whatever it is. But I'm okay with that because I remember last year, and I was kind of in the school as well, sacrifice a few home runs and, you know, put 25, 30 points up on the average, maybe more. Because in theory, you hit a higher average, you're on base more, you get maybe 12 to 15 more steals, blah, 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 and you're more prototypical 1 or 2 hitter. And that started to happen this year, and then it completely dissipated. I think Volpe's good. I think in spurts he's really good. I don't think Anthony Volpe's special. Gunnar Henderson's special.
Right, and if Volpe's not
special.
If he's not, it's a problem.
A young Lindor special.
The idea that we're relying on Volpe, Spencer Jones, Dominguez, Austin Wells, it sounds great in theory. The reality is you need these guys to go out there and produce. So they haven't done it. Volpe's shown spurts, but that's a lot to ask of these young guys. They got to actually do it first.
Let me get John in Newark. What's going on, John? BT and Sal.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Oh, my God. I've been calling years about the failings of Cashman. How do you have a $307 million payroll with this many holes in the lineup. He's a Hall of Famer. Give me a break, BT.
No, he is. Are there
any washed up superstars out there? Because he'll sign them.
He is. No, but let me
just give you this list of Ichiro Suzuki, Randy Johnson, Kevin Brown, Carlos Beltran, Kenny Lofton, Lance Berkman, Andrew Jones. You believe it? They were Yankees.
I know.
They were Yankees. He's BT.
What?
If you have a $300 million payroll every year, you could build a contender.
I wouldn't need $300.
That's what he's done through the years.
I'd stick 50 in the bank.
The highest payroll in baseball, keeping your team competitive. Who couldn't do that? What general manager couldn't do
that? That we agree with. Maybe that's unfair, but no, I think you're being a little unfair. His resume is very top-heavy. But his achievements are noteworthy and undeniable. Top heavy, though.
100%. There are so many general managers, maybe not with the exact amount of resources that the Yankees have had, but enough resources that they don't make the postseason. Like, think about it. The Mets now, and even then, honestly, with the Mets, where they were always, you know, pre-2009, always atop the league as far as payroll goes, and they never made the postseason anywhere near the rate the Yankees have since 1993 or whatever it's been. So let's not pretend like the Yankees haven't had great success under Brian Cashman, sustained, consistent success. However, we could also acknowledge it's time for a change. It's been time for a change.
I don't think he's evolved. I think, you know, when you look at the success early, the game was very different. You know, the Rays didn't spend any money. They hadn't figured out how yet to allocate the funds they get from the other teams to build up the system, and then boom, they did. And they kind of jump past the Yankees. And there's other teams that are doing either comparable or more or slightly less with a lot less of a monetary investment. The money the Yankees waste is laughable. It really is. 888-808-1019. So we told you, you know, what we see. What's the solution? Is there one? Get to the Mets as well. BT and Sal back on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.